Blog Talk Radio.
When they tell you you're strange, and you ain't hot, but in the blink of an eye, they got on what you got. That means I'm a wow.
Welcome into another episode of Business 101, and we want to say congratulations to all the boss chicks out here who are doing their thing, getting it, and living fabulous. There's nothing more beautiful than to see people get it out of the mud. If you're not from the South and you don't know what that means, that's okay. We're not mad at you. We're just saying, go get it. So to all the boss ladies out there that are doing their thing, who have been doing their thing, congratulations. We love everything that you do. Keep doing it. Keep getting it. But I wanted to talk about a subject that I've been running into a lot lately, and we're going to go into it really in depth. So if you have questions about what we're talking about tonight, you have an opinion, or you want to just come in and add some, the number is 563-999-3090. You can follow us on DJ's Roundtable. And when you follow us on DJ's Roundtable, you have Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, IG, Tumblr. There's a few things that we have out there that has DJ's Roundtable, so go check that out. And then last but not least, you know, you can send us an email to djsroundtable19@gmail.com. Or if you're on Blog Talk Radio, you can create a profile on Blog Talk Radio. Follow our page and come into the chat room and have a great conversation with me, your host, Big Bap. I definitely want to make sure that we have all the avenues for you guys to reach out and be able to talk. Because this is probably the one show that I absolutely do that's designed specifically for just the listeners and for the businesses and the entrepreneurs and for the regular people and for just anybody. This is Business 101. And so we talk about all things business. We talk about stocks and bonds. We talk about corporate. We talk about government impact on business. We talk about political impacts on businesses. We talk about religious impacts on business. We talk about the difference between different types of businesses, different types of trades, commerce, equity. There's so many different things that go into business. And so a lot of people always ask me, so if I was going to start a business, what should I do? And the first thing I tell them is you need to define your business. But we're not going to talk about defining business today. We want to talk about business focus. So we want to talk about those people who have decided what they wanted to do. They've created their business. They've decided the LLC, sole proprietor, S Corp, C Corp, whatever it is that meets the need of what they want, right? But the one area that we miss or that we forget to take advantage of is the one area that we have so much control, and that's the focus of our business. And when I say focus, a lot of people always ask me, okay, so when you say focus, what does that mean? Well, I look at two aspects of business when you talk about focusing, right? Aspect number one of focusing is what do you do every single day of consistency in your business? And how do you go about getting that or attaining that or matching that? And so when I meet business owners, the first thing that I hear them often say to me is, or when I meet people who want to be business owners, one of the areas that I always hear them talk about is, I want to grow my business. And that's such a complex statement, because the first answer I give them is, what is your business focus? And when I talk about business focus, that is breaking your business down to the basic nuance level. Now, if you're a business that's already surpassed your expectations, if you're a business that's already making, you know, a $200 million a year revenue of invoice turnover, you already have this broken down to a science. This is not to belittle those people who have already passed this level, but for some of you may want to do a refresher and a get back on that. And so that's what we're going to talk about tonight on this show. But I want to break it down because I want to help people really, really hone in on focus. When you sit back and you meditate on your business, when you sit back and you create your whiteboard, or you create your vision board, when you create your daily plan, your weekly plan, your monthly plan, your semi-annual plan, your one-year plan, your five-year plan, your 10-year plan, your 20-year plan, what is the focus to get there? Okay? Now, a lot of people tell me, oh, well, I'm doing this and I'm doing that and blah, blah, blah. And I'm one of those people. I can always tell you what I'm doing. But how is that going to get me better? And I give you a perfect example, right? Let me show you focus. And focus can easily be distracted because sometimes people wanting to help you can take you off focus. So let me give you one of my examples recently of focus, right? So a part of my brand is my photobomb business, the photobomb, okay? My photography-based business. Now, the focus of that brand, when I look at how I broke that brand down, the focus, the absolute focus of that brand is action photography, okay? And so people are like, I don't know what that is. So action photography is not stage or prop photography. And that's really great photography. A lot of people love to be in that arena, in that area. and you have photographers who's good at that. Matter of fact, I can give you a list of photographers that if I'm going to do a scripted scene or I'm looking for a scripted look or a certain style. Excuse me. Had to get that out my mouth. That was a big yarn coming. But when I look at those photographers, I look at those photographers and I say, I want to book you because based off of what in my head that I want to do, you fit that mold, right? But what it took me doing is it took me freelancing in my passion. So when I first started photography and it was something that I really wanted to do and I knew I loved photography, loving photography is one thing. But when I decided to make a brand out of it, I wanted to make a brand centric around my passion. So I focused. I broke it down and I said, okay, yes, I love photography. But do I want to be the one that's going to do every bar mitzvah? No. Do I want to be the person who's just in the club? No. I wanted to do action photography. And that gave me a variety of things that I could do. I can walk down the street and I can get great photos. I can go to a photo. I can go to a football game or a basketball game and I can get great action photos. I can go out on a nightlife and I can get great action photos. I can help someone do their birthday and come in and literally be a unscripted photographer. I like unscripted action shots. A lot of things that I do in my brand are unscripted things because I feel like you get the best natural out of it. So in creating the photo bomb, I extrapolated the noise because when I broke down my vision and my plan, which is basically my focus for the brand, I started in an area that I could easily control. And what I wanted to be able to control was what the brand was itself. And so I did that. And I extrapolated it and I broke it down and I went piece by piece. What would be my functions? What would be my focus? But in doing so, it created other things for me. And so it was easier for me to get out of focus. And so I did other things and I expounded. But my expounding, I never took away from the focus and the key component because everyone's like, oh, you can't do this and you can't do that. And I'm like, yeah, I didn't. But COVID happened. The riots happened. Protests happened. Those would have been great opportunities to go out and get shots. But again, my focus was saying, this is what my long-range goal is. And so when you have a long-term goal in place, you have to focus on what the long-term goal is. So I understood breaking down what I like to do versus what my 20-year plan is. I filled in from beginning to end, and I made those goals meet up in the middle. I started photography in 2000 and roughly about five or six. And now at 21, what I started with and where it's going, they're now beginning to come together. And I'm at that crossroads point of reaching my 20-year goal quicker than I thought I was going to reach it. But the plan was in place. The focus was there. The drive was there, the understanding of what I'm eventually going to get to in the long run. And that's what so many people miss. They start a brand or a vision and there's no focus. There's only a focus on a dollar amount. And I often tell people, if you're starting a brand or a business because of a dollar amount, you're not going to be happy. You're not going to succeed for long periods of time because it's hard. It is extremely hard to continue to push a brand and you don't have a designed focus. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break. If you want to call into the show tonight, the number is 563-999-3090. If there's anything that I'm covering, talking about, or speaking of, and you want more information, please call into the show. Let's get into some deep dialogue tonight because this hour is set aside for you guys. This is one of the few times that people get to pick my brain, my mind, and my understanding of business. So The show is open to you. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back after this.
In the same building on the same floor, and never met before until I'm overseas on tour. And peep this Ethiopian queen from Philly taking classes abroad. She's studying film and photo flash focus record. Said she working on a flick and cut my click through the score. She said she loved my show in Paris at Elise Momar, and that I stepped off the stage and took a piece of her heart. We knew from the start that things fall apart, intent to shatter. She like, that shit don't matter when I get home. Get at her through letter phone, whatever, let's link, let's get together. You think not, think the thought went home and forgot. Time passed, we back in Philly, now she up in my spot, telling me the things I'm telling her is making her hot. Started building with her constantly round the clock. Now she in my world like hip hop and keep telling me, yeah.
Business focus a little bit, because a lot of people think that when you say business focus, that it means that you're only looking at one thing, right? And it's not necessarily just looking at one thing. It's more so understanding what that one thing or that one major focus that you're looking at consists of, right? So let me give you an example of what that sounds like, looks like, feels like, is like, right? So in 2005, 2006. I was in Dubai, right? And so I was sitting down and I was talking to a guy, and he was asking me about investing into Dubai. And I said, well, what do I need to invest in? And he goes, I want you to invest in toilet seats or toilets. And I said, I mean, okay, that's not, you know, whatever, whatever. He goes, no, invest in the company for the toilets. And I said, why? He goes, because here's what I want to show you. He goes, you have to look at certain things and you have to be able to read. And he goes, and I says, okay, but what am I reading? He says, let's read. Let's sit down and let's break down toilet seats on why something as simple as toilet seats or toilets can benefit you in the long run. And he said, okay. So, and this was one of my first business lessons that I got. And this was one of the first business lessons on focus that I got. So he said, okay. He goes, how much is a toilet? Or how much is this particular toilet? And he showed me. And so we went down the cost. And he says, okay, so if you could get a 10% return on said toilet, would you invest in that one toilet? And I said, I mean, yes. So he goes, now, let's look at the political structure of what's going on with Abu Dhabi, Dubai, and the UAE. So at that point, the UAE had struck a deal with Dubai as allowing Dubai to be an alcohol acceptable area, because what most people don't realize, in the Middle East, there are what's called a lot of dry countries where alcohol consumption and distribution is illegal. Still prohibition, if that's what you want to call it. But those are their morals, those are their values, that's how their brand and their businesses were built on for years. So when you understand the history behind that, the political thing of them saying now they struck a deal with Dubai to turn Dubai into the Vegas of the Middle East. Now, what does Vegas and Dubai have in common? They're both desert land. You know, the more difference about Dubai than Las Vegas is it's surrounded by bodies of water. So it's more appealing, it's more attractive, it's more lucrative. Still as hot as Nevada, Las Vegas, but it's just still a better attraction when you look at the amenities that came around it. But at the time, they were building skyscrapers, right? And building hotels and building certain things. And so at that time period, and this is just facts, you can go look it up, between 2006 and like 2011 or 12, Dubai had 90% of all the world's cranes in Dubai. And so when you look at that from a standpoint, they were investing, they were focused on investing into Dubai. But what the guy came back and he showed me, he goes, one item as an investor in something that's going to be big, if you focus on your one item, you don't have to worry about the construction of the hotel. You don't have to worry about the construction of the pipes. You don't have to worry about the constructions of this or that, because those things are not important to you. The only thing that you need to worry about is making sure that they purchase the toilets and they use the toilets. That's it. That's your only focus. That is what you're adding as the investor, the toilet. And so I said, okay, let's look at it. And so when the contract was finally done for the toilets, for just this one company that was contracted to provide toilets for five hotels being built, they were accredited 20 300 toilets. So that was 10% return on investing in a company that returned those toilets. So as I invested in something that was going to help them initiate the public offering that they were going to be able to offer, my return was lucrative because I understood the focus. The focus wasn't to be the hotel manufacturer. The focus was just on toilets. And this is why so many people miss in business. I don't teach businesses or I don't teach business owners to go after the entire market that they're going after. Go after what you're good at. Do what you're good at. Because when those opportunities come open for you, as a person who invested in a company so simply, you get so much back on the return. Because the return is going to be bigger than the investment that you put in. Because a lot of people think, oh, 10% back, if I gave $1,000 and I get 10% back, blah, blah, blah. Yes, but 10% at what rate? 10% of that at what dividend share? Because if you put in $1,000, but the dividend share of, or let's just say you put in $1,000 and you bought those shares of something at $5, but it exponentially brings you back $130,000 within a 6-month period, that's a great return on your investment that you focused on. And that's what they were betting on. They were leveraging being able to do what they did. And how did they garner the money for it? They built islands. Let me just show you how strategic and smart they were. They built islands of every country around Dubai and then sold those very specific islands back to multimillionaire people. And so that money that they were getting for those people helped pay for the infrastructure of what they built in Dubai. And now Dubai is literally they're literally the Vegas of the Middle East. And it was all because individual people focused on their individual roles and the whole thing itself came out and it was a great thing. And so when I talk focus, so many people only say, oh, well, if I'm only focused on this little bit or that little bit, it doesn't take a in business. And I have to teach this so much. It doesn't take a lot in business for a little thing to become a landslide. It doesn't take a lot in business for a little bit to become from a road to becoming a super highway. But it's one of those things you have to be consistent, you have to get up, you have to get out, and you have to go do something. But that something has to be focused, it has to be narrowed, and it has to be understood. You have to be able to get there in the vessel that you're trying to drive. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with Big Bap and Business 101.
You need to get up, get out, and get something. Don't let the days of your life pass by. You need to get up, get out, and get something. Don't spend all your time trying to get high. You need to get up, get out, and get something. How will you make it if you never even try? You need to get up, get out, and get something. Cause you and I got to do for you and I. I don't recall ever graduating at all. Sometimes I feel I'm just a disappointment to y'all. Every day I just lay around and I can't be found. Always have to give me some. Living life like a punk. Time to drop. My auntie got enough problems of her own. You supposed to be grown. I agree. I try to be the man I'm supposed to be. But negativity is all you seem to ever see. I admit I've done some dumb shh. And I'm probably gonna do some more. You shouldn't hold that against me though.
Why not?
Why not? My music's all that I got. But sometimes we get tested for this to be manifested. I know you know what I'm gonna say this to you. I get high, but I don't get too high. So what's the limit supposed to be? That must be why you can't get yourself up out the bed before 3. You need to get up, get out, cut that bull out. Ain't you sick and tired of having to do without? Damn, what up with all these questions? You asking so you know something I don't. Do you have any suggestions? Cause that's the job I get is cruel and demeaning. Sick of taking trash out and toilet bowl cleaning. But I'm also sick and tired of struggling. I never ever thought I'd have to resort to drug smuggling. Nah, that ain't what I'm about. See, though, we'll just continue traveling this route without any doubt or fear. I know the Lord ain't brought me this far so he can drop me off here.
Make myself clean. You need to get up, get out, and get something. Don't let the days of your life pass by. You need to get up, get out, and get something. Don't spend all your time trying to get high. You need to get up, get out, and get something. How will you make it if you never even try? You need to get up, get out, and get something. Cause you and I got to do for you and I.
Get up, stand up, so what said you pinhead? See, when I was a youngster, used to wear them country broke kids. My mama made me do it, but the devil, he made me smarter. Told me to jack them weak suckers, but they heard it starter than the middle school. I was a bigger fool. I wore a tank top to soak up my tattoo, thought it was cool. I used to hang out with my daddy's brothers. I call them my uncles. They taught me how to smoke herb. I followed them when they ran numbers. So in a sense, I was Rosemary's baby. And then I learned the difference between a brick and a lady. Yeah, I treat them all like those. I pimped them, wits never had my money, so I never whipped them. See, all the players came and all the players went. A player ain't a gangster, but a player can handle his business. You need to get up, get out, get something, smoke out, cause it's all about money, money, money. Yeah, I said it. A pimp, voting plats in the Braves that I hang with, we go away, cause the dungeon is where the funk's at. Why? I'm too to organize, cause they raised me. I'm also down with the base, cause L.A. Reid, yeah, he paid me, and it's cool. Yeah, it's real. Get paid, fat pockets, and all that other fat stuff like that, yeah.
You need to get up, get out, and get something. Don't let the days of your life pass by. You need to get up, get out, and get something. Don't spend all your time trying to get high. You need to get up, get out, and get something. How will you make it if you never even try? You need to get up, get out, and get something. Cause you and I got to do for you and I.
A lot of people in my past tried to do me, screw me,
throw me over in the fire, let me get chunky and charged. Like a piece of wood in the spirit, got the mutant mind. I'm getting paranoid and steady, looking for the time. It's 8 in the morning and ain't nobody up yet. I got my lone judge, get my coat and throw my ball cap. I'm headed out the door to get up in my ride. I'm digging through the ashtray, hoping to have a good day. I have Jamaica's best, and when I light it up, I hear a voice in my head.
I got to get up, get out, and get
now
something.
I know it's on. My day has finally started. Back up in my crib, beat my grit. Break out quick in my slick. 80 balls of Danderville. Steady bouncing out the point to Camerton Road. The valley of the South Side flow. Everybody know about that killer that we call Flow. So keep your eyes peeled for the Cobra unit. Cause they know for jumping out of black Chevy trusting through the ball. Here comes the Red Dogs. I'm busting out around the corner in my hall. Tipping from the area, I'm scared. So one of these bitches might wind up dead. Cause I have no time for jail. Clapping cops, scaled your bail. And crooked face Campo got the whole country thinking that my city is a big lick for 90.
All right, guys, we are back. I actually just had an inbox question for somebody who was listening. So let's take out this inbox question. Even though I've been in my brand for now 5 years, what do I do if I'm burnt out on what I'm doing? That's kind of a vague question, but let me give you some things that I do when I'm burnt out. One of the biggest things I do when I'm burnt out, first thing is I build in vacations. Whenever you, and this is something that I believe in doing before you get burnt out in your business. Start your business in a way that is conducive to your life, right? So when I set up a business, I set that business up. And even though when I'm initially setting it up, the functions of that business may change later, I set it up and I put it in a position to where it's most strategically successful now and build it in a way that it could be strategically successful later. And so in doing that, it gives me an opportunity to control burnout. So I work, I work, I work. Okay, boom, I'm tired. Like with my podcast series, we automatically go on vacation in June and we go on vacation in December. And the reason why I do those things is because after about 5 to 6 months of doing podcasts, you're burnt out. And so you need a recharge. You need a refresher, fresh eyes, go take some vacations, go see some things, get back reconnected with the world, things of that nature. Whatever your business or your brand is, because you're going to stay hyper-vigilant and hyper-focused, you have to build in breaks. So, for instance, for me, Thursday and Friday are my days off with my business. Build in days off, and preferably 2 consecutive days. Try not to split your day off during the whenever. So don't say, ooh, I'm going to be off on Monday, and then I'm going to be off on Thursday. And the reason being is because you want to have those days off to recharge, recoup. When I'm off, I mostly just spend my time with my family. I do a lot of cleaning things and stuff of that nature because it brings me peace. I go to the beach. I do yoga. I do meditation. I do physical training. I just do different things that put myself in a mental relaxed state because business can be mentally draining. It can be mentally tiring. And it can be overwhelming if you don't take the time to just really relax, get yourself, breathe, focus, and just feel a little bit better about yourself. So thanks for that question. That was, again, it was a vague question, but I hope that I gave you something that will help towards it. If I didn't, then just give me a little bit more detail, and I can come back and give you some more detail on that. All right. So that's pretty much all I had today. Our segments are going to be pretty quick and powerful and packed until we build this show out like I've done some of the other shows. But this show is directly going to be more focused on teaching business, helping with business, giving guidance. I would love to have business owners, entrepreneurs, investors, philanthropist, whatever your title is or you feel like your title is, this platform is open to you. We want to give you an opportunity or a way to come in and help and give other people footing. So, again, please write in, please call in, please help us build this so it'll be something positive and great for you. But on that note, we're going to get ready to wrap it up. On my business show, one of the things I want to do, like I do for my other podcasts, is we leave with something different. We do Word of the Day for Big Bap and Friends. I don't want to do Word of the Day. What I want to give you guys is I want to give you a business tip, okay? And my business tip for any business owner, any entrepreneur, the first thing that I tell any business owner to become advantageous with. If you don't know what that word is, go look it up. The first thing I ask them to do, become a bigger consumer of reading. Read more, read books, read magazines, read articles, because those things will give you tips and give you guidance. Tips and guidance is so critical and so crucial to an entrepreneur's business. Not everything that every person does is going to work for your business, but the tips and the tricks that you learn can be very beneficial to your business, even if it's a field that is different from your business. Don't be so quick to think that because it's a different field, that something learned in that field will be taken away from you. All right? So on that note, I love you guys. God bless. I'll holla.